relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Please. Oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good
thank
job.
You,
how's
President.
Your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
I
you.
I heard good.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. Good. America First, Salem Radio Network, Sebastian Gorka.
That was last week in the White House with the president. Let's read out what he actually said in his tweets that are creating such a firestorm across the nation. And in fact, globally, I was on British radio again today because everybody is obsessed. So here we go. So interesting to see, quote, progressive Democrat congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt, and inept anywhere in the world, if they even have a functioning government at all, now loudly and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from where they came, then come back and show us how it is done? These places need your help badly. You can't leave fast enough. I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi would be very happy to quickly work out free travel arrangements. Now, where is race mentioned? And what is factually incorrect about any of that? That is the question I'm going to ask my guest who is here every week, my former colleague from the White House. He is the senior political commentator,
Chief.
Come on, does it make a serious difference, Chief, Senior?
Chief he sounds
is,
better.
He is. He's the chef. He's the chef for politics at Sinclair Broadcasting Group. Boris Epstein. Follow him right now on Twitter at BorisEP. And also check out breakfastwithboris.com for his daily updates. What was factually incorrect about the president's tweets, Boris?
Here's what it comes down to. The president is standing up for America.
Right.
He's telling folks who have come here who were not born here, neither of us were born here.
No.
My family came here. You came here. I was a child when we came. I was part of a small family. We decided to come to America over other places.
From a dictatorship?
From a destroyed dictatorship, which left the country, the former Soviet Union, in ruins. The former Soviet Union was an absolute disaster and a dangerous place to be. We chose to come here. You chose to come here. We love this country. Those who don't are free to leave. And in terms of those who were born here, if they do not appreciate this country, if they don't like what it stands for, if they don't like the political system, if they don't like the economic system, unlike communist governments in North Korea, the socialist government in Venezuela, they're free to go.
Yes.
That is my segment today, Bottom Line with Boris, on Sinclair, going to run on all our stations, is up online right now. Those who do not love America are free to leave.
Yep, well,
that's the beauty of America.
It is. You can actually, you're allowed to go. And let's be specific here about what the president said or didn't say. He said, you can go, fix those places, and come back, and then teach us if you're such experts. But again, it doesn't matter whether they were born here or not. Let's remember, Rashida Tlaib said, when I am in Congress, I feel more Palestinian than anywhere else. And she said recently in a tweet, my people, when she was referring to the Palestinians. Right. Hang on a second. You're a congresswoman in the Congress of the United States, and your people are the Palestinians. Boris, how does that work?
I feel bad for the people of Michigan. I'll tell you that, who she's supposed to be representing.
Right, right.
And for the people of Minnesota, who Ilhan Omar is supposed to be representing, Minneapolis and some areas outside of it. Ilhan Omar yesterday refused to condemn al-Qaeda.
Oh, hang on a second. You mean this woman who was asked repeatedly whether she's pro-al-Qaeda? Maybe we have a cut of that. I don't know. Maybe cut two.
Congresswoman Omar, in particular, but to all of you, can you respond to some of the president's specific claims, most notably that you're a communist and that you're pro-al-Qaeda?
Now, when he made the comment, I know that every single Muslim who has lived in this country and across the world has heard that comment. And so I will not dignify it with an answer, because I know that every single Islamophobe, every single person who is hateful, who is driven by an ideology of othering, as this president is, rejoices in us responding to that and us defending ourselves. And so I think it is beyond time. It's beyond time to ask Muslims to condemn terrorists. We are no longer going to allow the dignification of such ridiculous statement.
I'm not sure what dignification is, but a couple of things and we'll get your take. Number one, is it hard to reject terrorism? Because when one person is killed by a white person, the whole of the conservative establishment, they yell at them saying, are you prepared to reject this one white supremacist? Is it difficult to reject al-Qaeda, Boris Epstein?
No, it's easy to reject al-Qaeda unless you don't reject it.
That makes sense.
If you don't reject something, then it is hard to reject it.
It's hard to reject it.
I'm not going to put thoughts into Ilhan Omar's
head. No, but you're talking logic.
Or words in her mouth. But logic would suggest that if you, as an American and as an American congresswoman, reject terrorism, reject al-Qaeda, you would go ahead and reject it. She didn't do that. And by the way, she said that every Muslim around the world heard those comments. I beg to differ. Because a lot of Muslims live in places that are not America,
yes,
where they're not allowed to hear
right.
the president's comments because they don't have freedom of the press, such as Iran, which BBC, by the way, has decided to participate in, about not giving people in Iran freedom of the press. So, you know, Ilhan Omar has no idea what she's talking about. By the way, she said it's beyond time. Beyond time means it is about time. Okay?
God bless. Her English skills are another question. I've just been tagged in a tweet by Joel. The pack of four hate Trump, hate Republicans, hate Jews, they hate white people, they hate men, and they hate this country. It's time to call them out. It's pretty accurate, no?
Well, it is accurate. And here's an interesting question. I do not watch this network, but I did see on Twitter that yesterday Rachel Maddow went on this long rant about Charlottesville, and then she had Ilhan Omar on the show to continue ranting. Ilhan Omar is an anti-Semite, okay? So how could you decry white supremacists and then have an anti-Semite on your show? How does that compute? It's hypocrisy. The left is losing its mind. But you know what the great thing is? You know what the best part is?
What?
And the president tweeted about this. He knew exactly what he was doing. Now all of the Democrats
yes.
are hugging these far-left loonies in the squad.
It's genius.
It's absolute genius. It is great.
These people who last week were calling Nancy Pelosi a racist. Now they have to defend the extremists.
And by the way, the Nancy Pelosi thing, right? So now Nancy Pelosi is saying the president is somehow racist for calling out the quote-unquote squad, this group of four women. But by that same logic, Nancy Pelosi's a racist because she called them out barely a week ago by saying they're irrelevant, pretty much, right? That's what she was saying.
Right.
So Nancy Pelosi is upside down on this. She's shrewd enough to know, she knows politics, that she's lost this. This is a loss for Democrats.
Well, she's thrown in with the extremists.
Because believe you me.
What?
In this next debate that's coming up now in a couple of weeks, the Democrat debate,
yeah.
You think they're not going to, even though it's on CNN, I hope they get the question.
This will be the question.
Do you support the quote-unquote squad?
Yes.
Do you believe that America is the greatest country in the world? I do. I know you do. And I know the president does.
Yes.
Do these people, do the Democrats, does the Democratic Party today believe that
this is the
United
question.
States of America is the greatest country
in the world? As an American, wherever you live, wherever you came from, do you connect with people who love this country?
Right.
Or do you connect and relate with people who hate this country? That's what it's all about. That's the question in 2020. And thanks to the four horsewomen of the apocalypse, we now have clarity. My guest, Boris Epstein, Sinclair Media. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, plug in pest free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
Body politic must have an immune system that resists anti-Semitism and other forms of racial hatred. My concern today is that under the banner of identity politics, some political factions are seeking to obtain power by dividing Americans, and they undermine the values that draw us together, such as a shared commitment to our country's success. This is the breeding ground for hatred, and we must reject it.
A shared commitment to our country's success and an eradication of anti-Semitism. That is the Attorney General William Barr talking yesterday. I think of him as having a spirit animal that is the honey badger. Let's contrast his words with Rashida Tlaib, one of the four horsewomen of the apocalypse, who said that when she thinks about the Holocaust, she has a calming feeling. She called critics of her Holocaust comments racist idiots and then defended her colleague Ilhan Omar's 9/11 comments by saying she does speak the truth. It's a very simple choice, Boris Epstein, isn't it, between good and bad, between those who hate this country and those who love it, isn't it?
Here's the puzzling thing about Ilhan Omar. Her family are refugees. They got asylum in this country.
They were saved by America.
From the horrors of the civil war in Somalia.
Yeah.
What doesn't she like? She's a congresswoman here. Are you telling me that a woman in the Muslim
world...
She's
oppressed. She's oppressed because she's a congresswoman in the most powerful nation in the world. Don't you understand, Boris?
Hey, listen, I'm not Brian Karam. Don't you yell at me, buddy, okay?
I will never call you a punk, ever, ever. We fought too many battles side by side.
By the way, listen.
What?
Oh, let's go outside. All right, Brian. Okay, I know Brian.
You do?
Yeah, I've met Brian. I've known Brian a long time. He wrote some nasty things about me and pretended to be a buddy to my face. He's done that.
Oh, he's one of those.
He's one of those. Oh, we're buddy, but I'm going to write something nasty and lightly suggest that you're a Russian spy because you're a Jewish refugee. He did that to me. Brian did that to me. Yes, he did.
Wow.
And I called him out.
So you agree with my analysis of who he is?
He is a punk. There's no doubt about it. But he's also, I mean, listen, you know, it wasn't like he was picking on somebody who he could actually take outside for a quote-unquote long conversation.
Yeah, because the Secret Service are going to let him do that.
Yeah.
I mean, what a joke.
But even if they did, I think you could take the guy pretty easy. Okay, the president's right, okay? And well, listen, right. You know, and if it happened to be that I were walking by, maybe I'm not saying I'd help you out, but I'm saying I'd help you out, okay? I got your back, okay?
I know you do, Boris.
I got your back,
Boris, you've got America's back.
I do. I love this country.
Right.
My family came here with very little.
Aren't you grateful?
I am so grateful. Everything I have, all the opportunities, all the great things that my family has been fortunate enough to work for, and because we've worked
for, I've received. Did your parents ever expect to be given anything without working for it in this country, Boris Epstein?
Absolutely not. We've worked hard. We've contributed to this country. My parents and I, my wife, my whole family, we still work our tails off. I can't wait for my little boy to start contributing to this country. Right now, he's just contributing a lot of smiles and hugs.
That's good.
He's a little boy. So, you know, it's just sad and disgusting what these entitled people on the far left,
yes,
very much including the squad.
Can we just stop for a second? You're a barmaid. That's great. But you're a barmaid in Brooklyn, and then next month... You're in Congress.
What are you complaining about?
Seriously, what could you complain about?
They just, listen, either they don't know any better or it's just one organized undertaking, organized campaign to soil the minds of Americans. And I think it's a combination of the two. But here's the reality of it. Here's the beauty of it.
What?
That when Americans go to the polls, when they go to the polls in 2020 for the presidential, when they go to the polls for Congress, they realize overwhelmingly how beautiful and wonderful our country is. And they absolutely will not stand for anybody, especially now those who have gotten so much from it, like Ilhan Omar,
yes,
denigrating this country.
Right.
So is I feel confident.
There's no, right now, as we look at the last 2.5 years, as we look at the last 7 months since the election and the installation of this new crop of extremists, there really is, in the next 476 days, the Democrats can't walk this back. They can't put this genie back in the bottle, can they, Boris Epstein?
No, they can't. And you know, these votes like the one today, what is interesting is the Democrats are rushing to condemn the president for comments that were not racist.
Right.
Ilhan Omar made disgusting anti-Semitic statements, comments, and they watered down the resolution condemning her. Nancy Pelosi had to do
this. Yes.
She wanted not to. Elliot Engel, who is a Jewish Democrat congressman, right, he was absolutely apoplectic about it. And so, you know, the senior Democrats didn't want to water it down, but they were forced to,
yes,
by the far left wing. What does that tell you? That now, whatever is left of the Democratic Party, like Will Rogers used to say, I'm not a member of an organized political organization, I'm a member of the Democratic Party.
Right.
Whatever is left of that disaster, that dumpster fire, that's the Democratic, yeah, Party, is far left, anti-Semitic, socialist, communist, and not representing America.
Let's just remind ourselves, so we haven't discussed AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. What has she said since she became one of the members on Capitol Hill? She said that the current state of America is, and we have the audio, is garbage. She has stated again and again and again that this administration is running concentration camps on our border.
Disgusting.
Which is used by an Antifa terrorist to justify his attack this weekend against an ICE compound which he wanted to blow up. He used the phrase concentration camp.
And she has not condemned.
No, none
she
of them.
She was
who has?
Asked, and none of them have condemned it. And that was a domestic terror attack.
Using her language.
Correct.
And then she said that illegal immigrants, this must make the blood boil of those who are born here. Illegal immigrants are, quote, more American than any person who keeps to seek them out ever will be.
So Here's the truth of where this country is headed. I strongly believe that Donald Trump being elected stemmed the tide of a fast left-wing march.
Yes.
So from President Obama to, if she would have been elected, Hillary Clinton,
yeah,
and onward left. I still think, sadly, that even with this election, and I think the president will be reelected, mm-hmm, no matter, in 100 years, sadly, I believe that this country will be where AOC wants it.
Why?
To be. Because the left is just taking over the minds of too many Americans. And right now, there are enough of us to stand up for it.
Right.
But will there be in 50 years? Look what happened to England. Look what happened to France. Look what happened to Denmark. Look what happened to the countries of the Nordic countries in Northern Europe. It just, if we do not act,
okay,
if we do not make sure that there's wide re-election,
right,
and wide election of Republicans to Congress, that is where this country is headed.
It is, but I think we have woken up. I think the dragon has opened its eye. I think Rip Van Winkle has come out of the cave. Donald Trump was that Hail Mary pass. And you look at what's happened. As an American, we must be always optimists. It is our default
That's
setting
true.
Because the nation, this nation, is unique. It is what Reagan said, the shining city on the hill. And look at what has happened, Boris. I'm going to push back on this. In the last few years, with things like the Heritage Foundation, Turning Point USA, all of the, you know, Sinclair itself, all of these incredible organizations, the truth is back in style. And who are the cool kids? We are, Boris.
Well,
the conservatives.
I hope we are, but we have to stay vigilant.
Yes.
And we have to stay really loud. That's
right.
What my point is.
The price
not
of freedom.
For that,
the
no
price
borders,
of freedom.
No country.
Eternal vigilance.
That's right.
Boris, brainstorming every week. Follow him, Boris EP, on Twitter and breakfastwithboris.com. God bless you. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with your calls.
Thank you. The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Mr. Holman, your name is on this. Is this correct?
Yes, I signed that memo.
So you are the author of the family separation policy?
I am not the author of this memo.
You're not the author, but you signed the memo.
Yes, a zero tolerance memo.
So you provided the official recommendation to Secretary Nielsen on family for the United States to pursue family separation.
I gave Secretary Nielsen numerous recommendations on how to secure the border and save lives.
But it says here that you gave her numerous options, but the recommendation was option 3, family separation.
What I'm saying, this is not the only paper where we've given the Secretary numerous options to secure the border and save lives.
And so the recommendation Of the many that you recommended family separation.
I recommended zero tolerance.
Which includes family separation.
The same as is with every U.S. citizen parent gets arrested when they're with a child.
Zero tolerance was interpreted as the policy that separated children from their
If I get arrested for DUI and I have a young child in a car, I'm going to be separated. When I was a police officer in New York and I arrested a father for domestic violence, I separated that
Mr.
father
Holman,
from his family.
With all due respect, legal asylees are not charged with any crime.
When you're in the country illegally, it's violation of 8 United States Code 1325.
Seeking asylum is legal.
If you want to seek asylum, you go through the port of entry, do it the legal way. The Attorney General of the United States has made that clear.
Okay.
I love Tom Homan. He's a patriot, and he doesn't take garbage from garbage. That's when you know AOC's dumb. I mean, just listen to her. She cannot process what this man is saying. If you're caught DUI with your toddler in the back, guess what happens? The toddler doesn't go to the holding cell with you, moron. And if you cross the border without permission, you've committed a crime, genius.
10% better from garbage.
This is proof that you can be thick as a brick wall and dangerous at the same time. That is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and I'm so excited to have Tom Homan in studio later this week. That man should be back in government pronto. And I think, didn't the president let that slip? I think Tom's coming back. Can't wait to see AOC's face the day that Tom Homan is sworn back into government service. Let's go back to your calls, 833-334-6752. Let's go to John in Michigan, line 3. Welcome to America First.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
You want to do this? You have a background in intelligence, sir?
I spent a few years in the British Military Intelligence Reserves, yes, in the UK.
Okay. And you left the White House in, what was it?
August of 2017.
17. Okay. And Q clearance came around 2 months after that.
Who did?
Q.
Q was around before then, I think, but what do you want to say? What's your question, John?
Do you have anything to do with that?
With Q? QAnon?
Yeah. Yes.
No, because then I wouldn't be saying every single time I'm asked about it that Q is utter, complete garbage and snake oil. And I don't like to hang out with snake oil merchants and people who are trying to fleece the American patriots out there. Q is garbage, John, and you shouldn't be listening to Q either.
Well, I don't only listen to Q. I listen to a lot of different. I have a mind of my own.
Good. Thank you, John. Thank you for calling. Dear, seriously, this is the stuff that hurts us the most. It's the conspiracy theories. It's the things like Q. You can work your whole life. You can have established yourself, have serious credentials, and then you say, you know, there's a child slave market in the basement of a pizzeria in Washington. And then that's it, right? You're toast. Guys, stick to the facts. I briefed a group of soon-to-be Green Berets yesterday, about 30 guys who are on the Q course, the qualification course at Bragg. And they asked me, one of them, super smart one, asked the best question. He said, so how do I get better at analyzing the world? How do I know to see patterns and stuff? You know, it's not rocket science, guys. Read primary sources, not secondary. You want to know about the enemy? Read what they write. It's what I taught for 10 years. You want to understand Al-Qaeda? You want to understand China? Read what they write. Who reads books anymore? Guys, really, tweets? You think QAnon is real? If you do, I got a bridge to sell you in Connecticut. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back to your calls, but not Q, please. Take the tinfoil hat off. The number is 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. It's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that have created this miraculous supplement, are such good guys. I was in a TV studio all morning with them, cutting a new TV advertisement. They have a mission. And it's very simple, to relieve your pain. They have created, with natural ingredients, a supplement that is bringing relief right now to tens of thousands of Americans because it works, because it attacks inflammation at the source of the pain. I had a lower back pain issue for 9 years. When we launched the show, they said, hey, would you try this for us and consider it? I said, okay, but I'm not going to endorse anything that doesn't work and that I haven't tried. 2 weeks into my 3-week quick starter pack, my back pain was gone. It's truly miraculous. It hasn't come back 7 months later. 4 little pills in the morning, 4 little pills in the afternoon of resveratrol, curcumin. It's just amazing. You should be the next success story. Go to relieffactor.com right now. See the testimonials and order your 3-week quick starter pack. It's $19.95. What can you get for $19.95? I'll tell you what. How about pain relief? I am Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls next on America First. Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
At Patriot Mobile, we now know Google and YouTube aren't just silencing conservatives online. They're also manipulating algorithms to interfere with the 2020 election. Meanwhile, big mobile companies are taking the proceeds from your mobile phone bill and funding progressive candidates and causes. We have only one way to preserve the Constitution and the values which made our country great, which is to stick together. This means supporting each other's causes and companies. Leading that charge in this effort is veteran-led Patriot Mobile. With unlimited plans starting as low as $25 per month, get the same crystal-clear nationwide service with a portion of your bill going to support the causes you believe in. Come on over to PatriotMobile.com. Switching is easy, and you'll get a free month of service when you use promo code COMEONOVER. Since 2015, they've used over $2 million to support the Constitution and the values we believe in, but we've got a long way to go. You have a choice. Come on over today. PatriotMobile.com. PatriotMobile.com. Promo code COMEONOVER.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Better from garbage.
Some people did something.
I'm not running.
Oh, please run, Hillary. Please, please run. That's all. That is the last can of gasoline into the dumpster fire of the Democrats. Do it. Do it, Bennett.
I'm not running.
If you know what movie I'm quoting, contact us now at sebgorka.com. The first person will get a signed, dedicated copy. Do it, Bennett. What movie is that? It's a classic. We are back. This is America First, friends. It's all in the air. It's all up for grabs. The left is out of control, and the most fragile thing is our health care. There's one organization that is fighting for your Medicare, that you get to keep it, unlike the AARP, which wants to give it away and nationalize it. Join AMAC right now. AMAC are the good guys. They're on your side. Go to Gorka for AMAC.com. That is GORKAFORAMAC.com, or call the number 855-624-4824. You'll get all the usual benefits, but they will fight to protect your health care. Gorka for AMAC.com, 855-624-4824. Portions of America First are proudly brought to you in part by the Association for Mature American Citizens. We're going to go to your calls in a second. We'll go to Richard in Los Angeles in a moment, but I have to read you something. So this is how evil the left is. Daily Mail. This is just a headline, but you can read it for yourself. Rapid DNA testing, they're deploying this at the border, reveals that a third of migrants faked family relationships with children to claim asylum with ICE. A third of them are just stealing, renting, taking hostage a child to do what? To exploit our asylum laws and to get into our country. If you care about children, how can you not help us to stop that? A third of the children are being exploited, and Nancy Pelosi couldn't care less. AOC, Tlaib, want to dissolve ICE that are saving the children. That is the definition of evil. You are complicit in the exploitation of thousands of children. You should be ashamed of yourself, and you should never, ever show your face in public again. That's the stakes involved. These are foreigners, but they're children, and you don't care. Line 5, Richard, Los Angeles.
Yes, hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
Hey, big, big fan of yours. I think we know people in common, but that's for another time. Because you're a historian, I'm a bit of one myself, I'm so frustrated that Ilhan Omar has been left off the hook. I think I told your screener, I'm sure you know that Somalia, what they did in the last 300 years makes the KKK look like school children. The entire Arab slave trade originates from there. Their estimates, they're between 100 and 160 million Black Africans have died the last several hundred years because of that slave trade.
When people talk about Islam and history, they have no idea. They have no idea who was selling Black Africans into slavery. Right. And Richard, it's not just history. It's right now. There are studies. I've just read one from Clark University. The population with the highest propensity for you to be captured as a slave is Somalia. If you're a woman, the chances of you becoming a slave in Somalia today are higher than in any other country. And that's the country that we saved Ilhan Omar from, the woman who bashes America every day.
Yes, but more revealing, both Boko Haram and ISIS and Al-Qaeda that she talks lovingly about, it's not a coincidence. That's her culture. That's what happened. And I think she needs to be called out in public. Imagine if you were at the microphone saying, excuse me, could you tell us a little bit about this? It would end it. There would be no more accusations of slavery. Think about that.
Yeah.
Be brutal.
Yeah. Thank you, Richard. It's so strange how these people find it difficult to reject Al-Qaeda, find it difficult to reject Antifa. What more do you need to know about them? Seriously, what more do you need to know about these people and their relationship to evil and what they think about good? Joseph, line 2, Newark, New Jersey. Welcome to America First.
Yes, God bless you. Great show.
Thank you.
My issue is not so much about the tweet; it's the timing of the tweet.
Go ahead.
I was enjoying the fight among the Democrats, where most Democrats was bashing the so-called squad for calling Pelosi racist.
Racist.
So they go to tweet and they hung on that, and they were looking for some to bash the president, and they got united again. against the president, and the president should be aware of that.
Look, I can kind of agree with you, but there's one issue, and timing in politics is, you know, almost half the battle. What he has done is not only unite them in their extremism and their radicalism, because he did it so close within days to AOC calling Nancy Pelosi a racist, what did he really do? Now that she's defending them, what does Nancy look like? Nancy looks like she has no moral fiber at all, right? She's just flowing with the water, whichever way the wind blows. Oh, you call me a racist? Oh, I don't like you. Oh, 3 days later, the president tweets something. You're my best buddy. It makes Nancy look as if she has no soul, that it's all about politics for her. So I understand that, you know, it would have been nice to sit back, get a big bucket of popcorn and watch the Democrats, you know, outbid each other on who's more racist, who's more extreme. But because he acted when he did, so soon after that spat occurred, what he has done is beautifully illustrate how Nancy has no moral compass. None. Zero. It's just about bashing the president, and it truly is absolute genius. Back to your calls, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Amazing calls. My friends, how are you doing? Do you have as much energy as the president? That's a hard thing to duplicate. But let me give you a little bit of a cheat. If you're feeling low on energy, if you don't think you're eating as well as you should, do what I did. I met Dr. Douglas Howard. We had him in studio, heard his fascinating story of balance of nature, and now I've decided to take the step and immerse myself in this incredible product. My friend, my colleague, actor, entertainer, New York radio host Joe Piscopo has been a fan for Balance of Nature for years. Let him tell you what you can expect from this amazing product.
Dr. Gorka, one thing I think you're going to notice is that your skin looks better, feels better, and if you're prone to like getting colds early or you have food allergies, all those are going to be helped by Balance of Nature.
Thanks, Joe. For a limited time, you will receive 25% off plus free shipping on your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, you'll get a free set of convenient travel bottles containing an additional week's supply free of charge. Call 800-246-8751. That wonderful number. How do they get that? 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. But whichever way you do it, remember, you've got to use the secret code G-O-R-K-A. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back to your calls in a moment. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That is 833-334-6752. And you can also contact us at the website sebgorka.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question: should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no?
Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Yes, indeed. And don't forget, we have that incredible offer from Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com, use my name, and get the best offer ever on his pillows, his Giza Dream Sheets, you name it, free shipping, and they are sublime. MyPillow.com, or you can call them 1-800-829-8468, but you've got to use my name. Do we have one of our most ardent fans on the line? Is it the lady from Brooklyn? Is it Judy? Line three, welcome back to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gerson. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I was listening to Boris Epstein, and you asked him a question, and he said, I'm afraid to tell you that maybe in 100 years from now.
I was shocked. Weren't you shocked when he said we might lose America 100 years from now?
So guess what? My thought was, and that's why I'm calling, I'll tell you right now, Dr. Gorka, if we pay attention to the liberal education system in this entire country and try to switch it around and get it where you teach children from little on how wonderful this country is and how horrible socialism, communism is, it doesn't work out, and how capitalism is the best, if we reteach them and re-educate and look at those textbooks.
Don't use the word re-educate. That's what communists do in their re-education camps. Okay, educate, please.
Well, right now, I'm afraid to say, but a lot of these kids are growing up thinking that socialism is wonderful and
right.
Communism is wonderful.
I know. You're absolutely right.
Terrible.
You're absolutely right.
And you know,
what?
Yeah, Dr. Gorka.
Yes.
I want to tell you about Omar. Do you remember she tweeted around 4 weeks ago she wants to get rid of Homeland Security?
Yes.
Like, hello?
Yes. Right. They want us defenseless, Judy. They want us to have no protection.
Yeah. It's
all right.
Terrible.
Thank you, Judy. Yes, indeed. You're absolutely right. Look, but that was quite stunning from Boris, and I understand what he's doing. He wants us to wake up. And Judy's right. At the end of the day, it's the education system. When you look at the fake news, we're pushing back. When you look at the colleges, Turning Point USA, we're pushing back. In the media, you look at Fox, you look at Salem, you look at the Federalist, Daily Caller, Daily Wire. You look at the influence of people like Ben Shapiro, Steven Crowder, Tucker Carlson, my friend Sean Hannity, the master, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin. We're getting there. But at the end of the day, it's still not enough. It's the schools. It begins in the schools. And the colleges in the schools. And we have to take back that territory, because that's how you get an AOC. Remember, that's how you get an Ilhan Omar. She arrived here as a child. This is the product of indoctrination. And we have to get back to Civics 101 and love of country. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next hour, more of your calls, more of my analysis. Special guests, Dennis Prager, as soon as he finishes testifying on Capitol Hill. And my friend, my witness to the events in the White House last week, Ali Alexander, who was sitting right next to me in the Rose Garden. And so, so much more here on America First, on the Salem Radio Network, from ReliefFactor.com studios. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.